Hi there, my name is Mubashra and this is Color Me PR Podcast. Join me in conversation with diverse, inspiring professionals in the media, communications, and creative industries who are breaking barriers and impacting positive change. This podcast is all about being inspired and inspiring others. Welcome to the table. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Color Me PR Podcast. Thank you for continuing to listen in and hear from some of the incredible women who are making a positive impact on the communications, media, and marketing industries. Please allow me to introduce the exceptional guests I have joining me today. Brenda Gonzalez is the Chief of Public Affairs at the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, as part of the Biden-Harris administration. She's also a board member for the University of Southern California's Annenberg Center for Public Relations. Brenda has an incredible background in both internal and external communications in various different levels of government, including previously serving as the first Latina State Press Secretary and Director of Public Engagement for U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. I also have with me today Melissa Wagner-Zorkin, who is the founder and global CEO of We Communications. She has numerous accolades under her belt, including being an inductee of the PR Week Hall of Fame, the PR Week Hall of Femme, and the ICCO Hall of Fame. She also serves on the boards of ColorCom and the USC Annenberg Center for Public Relations. Melissa is deeply invested in mentoring and creating opportunities for the next generation of communications professionals. I had the honor of first meeting Melissa in 2022 when I received the inaugural Young Changemakers Award created by We Communications in partnership with Provoke Media. Brenda and Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on Color Me PR Podcast today during Women's History Month. I think we'll be making some history today as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to pick your brains on a couple of different things. But before we get to that, one of my favorite things about this podcast is getting to hear the stories of how you came to be in the roles you're in today. A lot of young professionals, especially diverse young professionals, have a really difficult time imagining what long-term success in these industries can look like. And seeing the roles you're both in today is incredibly inspiring. So if you don't mind, I'd love to get started with how you got here. I'll start with you, Melissa.
Thank you very much, Mubashra. And also, hello, Brenda. Nice to see you. This is going to be fun. All right. So that's a big question. So I'll make it concise. I started the first woman-owned and now woman-run still independent PR agency way, way back when, gosh, technology was on the cusp of dramatically changing our lives, but no one knew about it. And certainly many people were afraid of it and couldn't really talk about it and understand how it intersected with just human beings. And I was totally sure that technology, when I was looking at it, was going to make a difference societally and on the world stage in business and play. And so I just thought, well, that's a need that's out there. I'm going to give it a start. So I think listening to my gut paid off there. Now you see technology at the forefront and center of so many things that are going on in the world and certainly making a difference across the world stage on the societal, impact.
Lisa, that's so wonderful to hear a little bit more about the information here about how you started. But to share a little bit more about how I started, one thing I just want to know is that I'm a daughter of immigrants. And for me, it was just a privilege and an honor to live in this country. That's something that I grew up with. My parents always told me that that was always a privilege. And that was one of the reasons why I was called to public service. And that's kind of where I started my career in public service. I interned in the Congresswoman Judy Chu's office in DC, but I also interned in the city in Los Angeles. And that kind of started some of my other communication roles within the city. And then, of course, working for the Attorney General at the time, which was Kamala Harris. And then once she became senator as well. And then now here I am at USCIS.
Thank you both for sharing that. And Brenda, I think I'd be remiss not to ask this on behalf of my listeners who are probably absolutely wondering, what is it like to be working with Vice President Harris? And is there a way that diversity, inclusion, belonging plays into the work that you do in your day-to-day?
I'm so proud to have worked for Vice President Harris while she was Senator and Attorney General. She is just such an amazing leader. It was just such an honor. And let me tell you something, she really paved the way for so many women, including myself. One thing that she always would say, and she still says it, and I love to hear this every time she says this, she always said, "You may be the first to do many things, but make sure you're not the last." And that's so important because we have to recognize how far women have come, but we also have to recognize how far we have to go to achieve full equality and representation. And I would say that just like Vice President Harris gave me the opportunity to become the first Latina to serve as her press secretary, but also senior director of public engagement, I hope that I can also inspire young women to know that they can also be the first and make a difference. And that's something that's super important because I feel like you have to surround yourself with women who will lift you up. And in my current role, I'm always asking myself, what more can I do to inspire greater representation and inclusion in our office? And that starts with providing opportunities for women. If it weren't for women like VP Harris, I wouldn't have had that experience and that exposure that I have now. And I want to be able to give that opportunity to other women as well.
I love that. That's so important. And Melissa, I feel like that's right up your alley as well. One of the things I most admire about you is the way in which you show up as an ally, especially for women of color. And whether it's through the Young Changemakers Award or through the work that you do on a daily basis at We Communications, I think that's absolutely right. It's so important to take the challenges that you've experienced and turn those into an opportunity to leave the door open for others as well.
I love how Brenda talked about the idea of being first, even if it's frightening, is something that you can embrace, but never ever let that turn into, and then you're the last. And in our agency, we had two women founders, and we still have women running the largest pieces of our business at this time. We intend to continue to have our entry point, which is our intern program, be filled with women of color, well, women across the board, and they're doing exceptional work. We'll do anything in the industry, whether it's with ColorCom or various schools, HBCUs, Annenberg, of course, to bring women into the communications industry because they're really not enough at the senior levels. And really, that's part of our mission. And I think to your point about representation in more diversity, absolutely. I don't think our agency is where it needs to be, but we are on a quest that one by one, we are putting into place what we think is a much more diverse agency. And the communications industry needs to do this across the board, actually across the world. So we're working very, very hard to do so.
I so appreciate, Melissa, what you said about still being a work in progress, because I think that's so important. And, I've heard a lot of conversations lately, unfortunately, about how diversity and inclusion is not a priority anymore, which is really, really not the case at all. And you can see with the organizations and with the people where this truly matters, they're working on it harder than ever before. So that's really, really great to hear.
One thing I want to jump in and say that we just did because I'm so excited about it is we just had our DEI EVP decided to have for everyone in the agency in North America a day where we all stopped work and the entire morning we brought in a guest speaker. We all broke up into small groups. It was called Empower Hours, which meant that you two at any single job in the company can have an effect. And it was wonderful. People, I think, were so open. It was a safe place to talk about things that hold people back and really get better from the inside out. And so, yeah, always a work in progress. In fact, that DEI is a forever goal for this agency.
I love that. That could be the title for this episode, Empower Hour. That's really nice.
Oh, I love that.
And that actually, leads me to my next question, because that's a sort of connection that you build with the people in your organization that really enable them to feel like they're part of really important purpose-driven, impactful work. I've always said that I believe as a communicator, our work has this natural capacity for making a positive impact, but it's not always easy to find that, and it's not always clear. I'd love to ask you both, what are the ways to transform any role into purpose-driven work? How can professionals achieve this? And Melissa, I'll start with you.
That's a great question because you can do communications work and be successful with metrics that aren't at all purpose-driven. And you can even win awards that way, and that's fine, and that can continue to go on, but that's not who we are. I think we should all aspire to first asking, why do we do what we do? Why are we here? And I think the most important question is, to what end are we doing whatever it is we're doing? And that's how you drive purpose through everything you do. And so that, from the inside out, in our company anyway, every decision has to go through that lens of, is it good and right? And will it serve a purpose? And to what end are we really making the effort? And so with all our clients, then of course, first of all, they see us behave that way. And that's the kind of partners they're looking for. And that's important to walk that talk. But second of all, with our clients, we really encourage them to make sure that whatever it is they are speaking to in the communications channels, that they are actually that thing. They are doing more than just talking. And so you can really just simplify all of it and say, to what end am I doing today's work? To what end is this campaign going to make an impact in the world? To what end will it change people's lives or teach something or make something easier? And if you do that, you're bound to actually be living your purpose.
And I imagine that's sort of magnified by 10 in the public affairs space, right? Brenda, I'd love for you to share in your role what purpose-driven work looks like as well.
Melissa, I love that you mentioned this because I wholeheartedly agree with you. There's a purpose and a reason why we are called to do what we do. And no matter what professional career path you're on, but specifically with communications, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? And what role do I play in this? And to me specifically, I mean, throughout my whole career, even now, I always wake up in the morning and I ask myself, why am I doing what I'm doing? What's the purpose of today? What am I called to do today? And I do that because it helps me think about why I enjoy what I do. It keeps me focused and it makes me think about the next day. And so, for me, it's because I enjoy serving the public. I'm a public servant because I want to make sure that I can share critical and accurate information about the agency that I work for, about the director that I serve. And so it's super important to think about those things no matter what role you're in.
I think that when you decide to ask first thing in the morning, to what end am I doing my work today? You also focus on the most important thing. And what you do is in the morning, you actually do that. In terms of advice to people, I would always say, focus on something that's the most important thing you have to achieve in the morning and get it done, or in the night, or whenever you start your work. But the point being, that's the thing you focus on the most during that day. And if you do that, then all else seems to fall in place.
Absolutely. I love that. It's a smaller, more achievable goal that can help you work towards really understanding what your purpose overall is in a certain role. So I absolutely love that. Recognizing that it is Women's History Month, of course, we've got some exceptional women in this podcast room, but there are also other women of color, especially in our, respective industries, who we may find incredibly inspiring. Communicators, storytellers, entrepreneurs, leaders. For anyone that's seen a single one of my socials, I'm a huge fan of Malala. Had the incredible opportunity of meeting her in 2022 as well. But who is it that inspires you most? Or it could be a couple of people, but a big part of this podcast is sharing the love. And so I'd love to hear who really inspires you.
Yeah, that's a great question. When women lead, remarkable things happen. And we see that with women like Dolores Huerta. That's someone who I've looked up to for many, many years. I've met her a few times and she is just wonderful. That is someone who she is that civil rights activist who, with Cesar Chavez, made such a huge difference for our farm workers. Until this day, we are still trying to fight and help our farm workers. And it's women like that who have shattered glass ceilings and have paved the way for future generations. And so that's someone, you know, I guess you can say this celebrity that a lot of us know and love and adore. But then on the other flip side here, someone that your listeners may not know is my grandmother. She, you know, I looked up to her and she no longer is with us, but my grandmother was an immigrant and she just, what she would instill in me is she would always say something to me. She would always tell me, adelante, move forward. No matter what, you make sure that you always move forward and look for the next thing and make sure that you're not just, you know, giving up on something. And so my grandmother really taught me how to share with others my journey, but also be able to make sure that I'm on the right path and never giving up and looking back, but always trying to look to the future.
That is so powerful, just knowing the different kinds of roles that women take on and what it takes to push forward. I think her advice will reach many more ears now. So thank you for sharing that. Melissa, what about you?
Well, I wish I knew Brenda's grandmother. Is
Yeah.
it Abuelita?
It sure is. Yep. Abuelita,
I
yep.
wish I knew her. All right. Well, since you went a little bit in your family, then I'll go outside of my family and I'll talk about Viola Davis. In our lives, when we sort of put these people on pedestals in places like Hollywood, it's an uneven way we do that. And I just think that Viola Davis has brought so much to the industry. And brought so many women into the industry, and then spend so much time talking about others, always lifting up others. These are the people that are doing really well. So I just love what she has done. And then last night I was just again thrilled by seeing Joy Randolph is, I think that's how she says her name, from the Holdovers anyway. And I thought, there you go, another first. And so I again, for people in the public eye, what I'd like about what they're doing is they're deciding to wear, activism on their sleeve in a way that's very personal with no fear. And I absolutely love that. And then, of course, if you want to take the queen of all of those, it's Shonda Rhimes. I mean, let's be real. You know, what she's created and what she has done for the industry of not just entertainment, storytelling at its finest. Those are just some women, and there are so many more.
And with Shonda Rhimes, my goodness, I love seeing the impact across different cultures. I feel like I'm seeing a common thread throughout our conversation today about people that we find inspiring, but also finding ways ourselves to inspire others and to find opportunities while we achieve success or while we, you know, make our way towards the things that we want most to create those opportunities for those coming in behind us as well. Before we wrap up our conversation today, I have a question I ask each of our guests, truly in the spirit of PR language, if you will. If there's one key message that you could leave with our listeners today, what would that be?
I'm going to go back and first say that in the inspiration category, which then ties to the piece of advice I'd leave behind, it's how you inspire me and how all the young change makers that we have brought into the program inspire me. And every time in DC, when we sit down together and we talk through how the communications industry should change, you're there giving advice and, on stage talking about the things that really matter to you. So just, I guess that then goes into the one piece of advice. Trust yourself and speak your truth and never shy away from it because, you are enough. And I know that's become a bit of a trite phrase right now, but it's so true. I mean, I felt it when I started my company. I had no business doing what I was doing. Are you kidding? But I did it. I did it. And Brenda, same thing. Really, you just start with whatever you have and you are enough. And so, the two words are just trust yourself.
To piggyback off of that, trust yourself, but also remember that you belong at that table in that room. No matter what you are feeling, nervous, excited, unsure, if you should be in that room, you do. Always remind yourself that you belong in that room and on that table.
That's a good reminder that I actually sort of have to give myself before each episode as well, knowing I have such exceptional guests in the room. Listeners, I shared with Melissa and Brenda that it's currently the month of Ramadan, and I'm fasting today as well while recording this episode. So, definitely had to remind myself beforehand that regardless of what's going on physically, we've got this. This is going to be a great conversation. And I think I was right. This was a really great conversation. And I am so honored to hear about the ways in which diversity, inclusion, representation are being prioritized in your work, but also ways in which we can carry that forward in our industries. So, to all of our listeners who would like to learn more about the work that Melissa and Brenda are doing or to connect with them, you can find more details in the episode show notes. Melissa, Brenda, thank you again so much for your time, for your openness, and your perspectives. I know our listeners are going to be incredibly inspired by your journeys, just as I am. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Color Me PR Podcast. I hope this conversation resonated with you and that you feel confident and inspired to communicate kindness in all that you do. Make sure to subscribe to hear the next conversation and follow at Color Me PR on socials for more updates. Don't forget, you can also find a link to my Patreon page on colormepr.ca to become a member of the Color Me PR community with access to exclusive content, discounts on merchandise, and a special shout out on the next episode once you sign up. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll be saving space for you at the table next month.